Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about giving help and the fact that when we ask God for help and He responds, part of the responsibility that we have is to turn around and give help to others. And so throughout this week, we'll be talking and praying about different aspects of how we give help, sometimes who we give help to. And this morning, we're going to focus in on giving help to the weak. Paul writes, or actually, Luke writes, Paul's the one that's saying this, in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Paul says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." One of the things that we know about Paul is that he encountered Jesus in a way that was, well, a bit different than the other apostles. He encountered him on a road as he was traveling to, well, with the intent to persecute Christians, to have them thrown in jail, to even have them killed. And his conversations with Jesus, we don't have a lot of details. We know from Scripture that he was called by Jesus to be an apostle to the Gentiles, that Jesus in this training was going to show him how much he would have to suffer. And evidently within this training there was this statement that stood out. Many statements, I'm sure, but the fact that Jesus had told him it is more blessed to give than receive. And so Paul put that into practice and was diligent in working hard to help those but who were weak. But not in a way that was condescending, not in a way that made them feel weak, but in a way that strengthened them. I think one of the difficulties we have in trying to apply the instruction and this principle of giving help to the weak is, well, are we really helping them or are we trying to pat ourselves on the back? Are we strengthening them or are we doing these things in order to strengthen ourselves, our image, our standing with someone? You see, helping the weak is more than just giving them something that makes us feel good. It's about strengthening them. And the example that we ought to live with, the example that we ought to follow, is how Jesus helps us in our weakness. He doesn't ridicule us. He doesn't mock us. He doesn't talk down to us. But rather, he lifts us up and he strengthens us. He sets us on high with him. In the weakness of our sin, which is great, he picks us up and he makes us his own. See, when we recognize those who are weak, we have to acknowledge our own weaknesses. And when we acknowledge our own weaknesses, then we begin to evaluate the help that we have needed, the help that we continue to need. And sometimes the weaknesses that we see in others are not the same weaknesses that we've experienced, and so it requires it. It calls upon us to consider what it would look like to really help. What would it look like to lift that person? What would it look like if I was in that situation and wanted help? What kind of help would I want? What kind of help would I think was useless? Now, granted, when we are in the midst of our weakness, our thoughts of help are not always completely in line and with what is actually helpful. Sometimes the thing that we want, the thing that we think would be helpful, is actually contributing to the weakness that we experience. And so there's a caution within the midst of it, but it's an examination of ourself so that the help that we give is beneficial. Paul would work hard. He would write in different churches and talk about how he would not take anything from them. And Paul would, and his companions would make tents as a living. He would provide for not only himself, but those that were traveling with him, those who were invested in sharing the gospel with him, to those in need, to those that they would be visiting. And rather than become a burden to them, he would work hard. But he would acknowledge that there was some difficulties with that, that because of that, there were times where they did not learn the principles of giving, the principles of helping those who have helped them, the principles, as he would talk about, of caring for the one that shares all good things, as the not muzzling the ox, of allowing the one who is doing the work, especially those that are doing the work of ministry, those who work hard at shepherding people, to be fed. Sometimes it was being fed literally by the food that would be provided to those who were being helped, but sometimes it's being fed by the finances. And Paul's desire was to recognize the weaknesses of those in need. And whatever that weakness would happen to be, he would seek to meet it, to help in it, to do his part. And sometimes we look at that and we get caught up in, well, thinking too highly of ourselves. While it's our responsibility to give help to the weak, we are not their savior. We can't be. And so our giving help ought to be done in a way that points people to Jesus, that lifts him up as the savior of all of us in our weakness. You see, we give help to the weak when we strengthen them in the Lord. We provide what God enables us to do in the matters of weakness that we can help in. But the greatest weakness is a common weakness of all of us, and that's our tendency to sin. That's our struggle against temptation. And as we experience the help of Jesus in our weakness, we recognize that we can help others. We help by sharing the good news of Jesus. We help by lifting them, by encouraging them, by giving them confidence to resist the devil, knowing that he will flee. We share God's word. And God's word is designed to strengthen the weak, to build up the broken, to heal the wounded, to do the things that we would like to do, but we simply can't, not on our own, but with the help of God in our weakness, we can indeed help others. And so as we live life, as we notice the weaknesses of others around us, we encourage, we build up, we strengthen, we involve. Just as in our weakness, we are encouraged, we are strengthened, we are involved, we are useful. Because in the Master's hand, in the plan of God Himself, He chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, but to bring salvation to all who would believe. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us what it is like to help those who are weak because you have helped us when we were very weak. In fact, our weakness had led us to sin, to death, to separation from you eternally, and there was no way that we would ever overcome that. We were powerless to do anything about it. And at just the right time, Jesus came and went to the cross, was crucified, died, was buried, was resurrected, ascended into heaven to return for those who would call upon Him. And so, God, we know by accepting the person of Jesus as our Savior, as the one who rescued us, we have been helped in the greatest way possible from our greatest weakness. And as we experience the being lifted by Jesus, may our help to those who are weak around us be a help that lifts them, that builds them up according to their need, that is not a condescending help, is not a help that embarrasses them, but is a help that leads them to Jesus, that encourages them to walk in closer relationship with Jesus. Father, may we be mindful that we all deal with weakness in our life, that in those times where we believe and think that we are strong, that we should take heed lest we fall. So God, help us to avoid and to overcome the pride that creeps in when we are used by you to help others. It's not because we're so good. It's not because we're so strong, but because, well, we're faithful. And because you're so good, and so because you're so strong. So God, help us to remain grounded in your word, in our walk with you, in our reliance on your strength, so that the weaknesses that we see in others are simply a reflection of the weakness that we have acknowledged in our own life. The weaknesses we have been helped through so that we know how to help. Father, may we continually seek you. May we continually lift before you those who are weak, including ourselves. And as we come to you, may we find that help that we need so that we can take Jesus as the help, the hope, the salvation of the world. And Father, as we give help to those who are weak in the name of Jesus, may we continually lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.